formal campaigning for Iraq's January 30th elections began yesterday. And we called Larry Diamond, who was a senior advisor on governance for the U.S.-run Coalition Provisional Authority, to ask whether it is really possible to conduct a political campaign in a country with such serious security problems.
It will be possible to campaign in some parts of the country. In much of the Shiite South and much of the Kurdish North, there is relative stability in parts of the Sunni center of the country. The problem is that the more you get to the core of where the insurgency has been striking, in Baghdad, in Mosul, in most of what is called the Sunni Triangle, the more anybody who tries to campaign will be at risk of assassination, car bombing, or some kind of retaliation. Moreover, those who are trying to enforce violently a declared boycott of the election have made clear their ruthless determination to murder anybody who participates in the election or the campaign, including election workers, several of whom have already been killed.
So what does that mean in this, in a sense, all-important Sunni area for candidates?
If we do not find a political solution that creates a broader sense of inclusion and participation on the part of the Sunni, the Sunni vote will be considerably suppressed, partly voluntarily because of cooperation with the boycott and partly by intimidation. But the important thing for everyone to understand is that this is an entirely proportional system. So seats are going to be allocated to these various political lists on the basis of their percentage of the vote. If their voters don't come out, they're going to have fewer representatives in parliament. And the result could well mean that the Sunnis, who are estimated to be perhaps 15% or 20% of the population, may wind up having a share of representatives in parliament who they see as representing them that may be only 5% of the total parliament, and then they will reject the legitimacy of the body. They wanted to see the country broken up perhaps into multi-member districts, perhaps based on the provinces, so that every province could know that no matter what else happened, it was going to get a certain minimum percentage of seats in the parliament.
Let me put a scenario to you. You were in Iraq when the Constitution was written. Can you foresee what might be called the Afghanistan model? That is, Sunnis, especially in these dangerous areas, braving violence and doing what it takes, signing up and going to the polls.
Yes, of course. And many Sunnis will want to do that. But I think there are two differences between Iraq and Afghanistan that many people, including the President of the United States, are underestimating. One is that the insurgency is much more devastating, much more brutal, much better organized and financed than it was in Afghanistan. Secondly, whereas in Afghanistan, the overwhelming percentage of the population really wanted to participate and brave this violence, in Iraq, quite a significant percentage of the Sunnis sympathize with the insurgency and will cooperate voluntarily with the boycott because they believe that the Sunnis as a people and a political force have been excluded from the political process.
So what, if anything, can be done to make these elections work well enough?
Well, what worries me, Renee, is that I think as this train rolls down the track, the things that most needed to be done become increasingly improbable. I think the election should have been postponed. In the context of a negotiated effort to bring in a wider circle of participants and to modify the electoral system in a way that would have ensured fairer representation from around the country, but I think the closer we get to January 30th, the more unlikely it is that there will be a postponement. Of course, now lists have been submitted under the existing electoral system, so it's extremely difficult to imagine that the electoral system would be changed.
Larry Diamond was a senior advisor on governance for the Coalition Provisional Authority, which transferred power to Iraq's interim government last June. He's now a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution.